How are you feeling this morning? Finished with Conlink? Yeah. What time is this program? Elon, meet the press. And who are the others? Are they, answers? What time do they come on? One thing about him, if he gets unexpected questions, he knows how to handle them and finesse them. Sure. Schultz, I'd asked him to get to have a talk with Packwood on that Teamster thing. You know whether he did get a hold of him Friday afternoon? Did himself, well, that's what he should have done in the first instance. Yeah. Schultz, when I had talked to him about it on Monday, he had told me that he was at the Teamster thing, that he had made it, he and Hodge decided that they couldn't get this thing through, they had to have a different approach. Decided in that in connection to have them both being in the interviews, but apparently the letter that he had dropped between the stools was having silver from their letter saying to go up. You don't do anything at that level there. With a proud senator, I don't know what the hell happened, but Schultz, I told him he had to go talk to him, but he went to the main girl, so he probably missed it. But did Hodgson go talk? What was Hodgson going to tell him? How'd he make it worse? Unfortunately, he didn't get much play. It's not only, the point is that I don't know whether, of course, I just assumed everybody knew, but again, I'm, of course, the goddamn dumb, they probably aren't. The vote of the Senate is irrelevant, because you can never, at first and the second, Mansfield would never bring it up for a vote. That's the point. The third point is that in the House, there is no way that it would ever get out of the Labor Committee, because the Labor Committee is, all from Kentucky has it, and he is not gonna let the bill out, so the thing is dead. We've had it there for 2 years, it's like, and so we have to make a different approach. Handling right now, because he's a backwood, at least, you know, he's a little erratic, but he's not a bad fellow. And goddammit, it's just not right to do this to him, and then telling him we want him to work with us on a new bill. That's what it is. I mean, we told the Teamster, because we've got to find an answer to this thing. We've got to find a better answer. And Meany knows that, too. Meany doesn't think the Railroad Act is worth a damn. He thinks it's terrible. So, but you see, that's the point, that we're working on a new piece of legislation here, something that will correct this thing so that we can work it out. Well, I doubt if it will be coming up. These people are they're rather limited in their thing that they do when you check out the part. But the point is, I'm not gonna see you back with, I don't wanna get involved in that. I'm not gonna see any senator or anything like that. But what has to happen, Chuck, is that the people from the cabinet and so forth have got to take the responsibility for going and working on such things right away. Knock it right now and not send up an assistant secretary. I mean, so an opportunity. Well, that's all right, but now we gotta get him to calm down. I don't care what he said up to this point. It isn't gonna be harmful over a lasting period of time. And also, let's face it, it hurts us with the people that have given us goddamn little support, our own business friends. Let's face it, they haven't. You take these, when have we heard from these people? When have we heard from the railroad people? When have we heard from the truckers? When have we heard from these people? Never. Never. They never support us on Vietnam. They never support us on defense. They never support us in helping. You know what I mean? This is. They were against it too.
That's right.
They don't want compulsory arbitration either. Yeah. That's right. I know. I'm not gonna worry about it now because there is no strike. Yeah. Good relations with unions are making it possible to solve the grain. That's the important thing. How it worked out with, there's nothing false.